name's Amber Deemer, and I serve as the Food Pantries Coordinator for North Hills Community Outreach. So I manage 3 food pantries, and I have about 250 volunteers on a monthly basis that I manage and I direct. And they're there to help me get the job done, because if it wasn't for volunteers, I wouldn't be able to do my job very well. We organize food donations from the community. I do a lot of administrative work, so a lot of behind-the-scenes data collection and paperwork. I order all the food. And then we're also doing a lot of nutrition education and how can we end hunger. And so we're doing that by food tastings and little demonstrations. So when the families come, we can offer them some foods that they might not try. And then a big part of my job is just being present. So I'm a listening ear to the families that come through, and I'm kind of like an activist for them. So it's a pretty dynamic job. It's really rewarding, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of work from volunteers and people from the community. I can't say I chose it. It kind of fell onto my lap. I studied nutrition in school and college, and I loved how health and wellness affected our bodies. And I just so happened, I was in the midst of a career change, and I drove past North Hills Community Outreach and I saw the sign and I was like, what is this place? And I looked it up. They actually had another position there, almost like a social worker, which I applied to, and they offered it to me. And I just didn't feel like it was a right fit for me. So I politely declined that position. A few weeks later, Carolyn, my now boss, sent me an email, and she was like, I saw during your interview how much you loved talking or hearing about our food pantries and our garden. And so I'd like to know if you'd be interested. I didn't really go looking for that job. I never thought that I would be in the field that I was in, but I felt like God led me there. So I really enjoyed it. So you have to be really empathetic and enthusiastic at the same time. So we see a lot of people who have really hard lives and that are really sad and don't have very much to turn to. But when they come through our doors, like, how can I sit down in front of them face to face and just really love and serve them? A lot of times when families come to our food pantry, they don't necessarily want to be there. They need to be there. There's been a few times where past families who have come to my food pantry have come back and donated toilet paper and food and supplies. I had this one gentleman come back and he was like, thank you so much for helping me in a time where I had very little hope or support. And so now I want to give back. Those would be success stories. People who used our services and now they give back. So we have a lot of people who do that. I love interacting with all the families that we serve. We have this one guy who comes and will just show up and rake our leaves. Other people will just share stories of hope or of encouragement. This one lady is a painter, so she paints me little signs, and so I hang those in my office, and I'm reminded of her all the time. Interactions with the families we serve are really rewarding and fun. I have to talk a lot. And so sometimes at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want to talk anymore. So that's a challenge for me sometimes. I tend to be more of an introvert. We go through different seasons where we get a lot of donations. It's kind of like a mountain. So like in the Christmas season, we get a lot of food coming in. And then in the summer, the food goes down. So during that season, we have to find ways to be able to put food on our shelf. So that can be a challenge. But we want to make sure that we're more than just a food pantry. We want to provide our families with foods that they need and foods that they actually want. I grew up in this community. I went to Hampton right up the street, and I was really unaware that people like my neighbors were hungry or didn't have a car or didn't have access to certain resources. I don't want anyone in this community to go hungry or to be hungry or not be able to fill their stomachs. And so the work I do is really good, but I don't want to have that work because we don't want people that are hungry. Unfortunately, in the world we live in, that there is hunger. And so every day we have to actively choose, how can we end hunger? How can we be kind and compassionate to the people that are our neighbors? And how can we serve them?